Let's go to Subia now, listening in Walnut Creek, California. Hello, Subia. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you, Patrick Madrid. Yesterday, you posted a poem by Andrea Raconto.
Yes.
And on Twitter. And it moved me because I've had 2 abortions. And I came back to my faith. I think it was in February when my son just randomly recited with the family rosary at 3 years old, a Hail Mary. And I said, this is my time to come back. And I couldn't stand you and trending with Kimry because I felt like you guys were so hateful. I wouldn't say hateful. You guys didn't understand. And what I didn't understand was that I did something wrong, not once, but twice. And my first abortion, I had no support. And I had severe uterine pain because of the first one. So I had a second one because I was told by a doctor, hey, you know, if you're in pain, it's just not going to work. And I stupidly followed. And I will say, on Tuesday, you said that, you know, most, when we're judged, we'll be seeking mercy, or most of us will be seeking mercy. And after coming back to my faith, I realized I want to seek justice for myself. I hope that I'm judged by God and Jesus. And I hope that my 2 children that I selfishly aborted, you know, I get to look at them. And I get, and they get to see that their mother was judged. And whatever justice is, I will fully accept it. I mean, I'm ready to be smited, but I guess God keeps answering my prayers. And I just want to say that right now, as we're all, you know, discussing politics and stuff, I want everybody who listens to understand how painful it is and how we should fight for these unborn fetuses, babies. These are babies. I have a king-size bed that fits my husband and my 2 kids. And the 2 kids that are missing are the ones that I aborted. And they would fit perfectly in, you know, snuggling position with all, I guess it would be 6 of them.
This is such a powerful thing you're saying, Subia. Powerful. As you're talking
with Kimry. Sorry.
Oh, I just wanted to mention, as you're speaking, I'm reminded of what Jesus said in Matthew 9, verse 13. He says, referring to God's comment in the Old Testament, he says, go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice, for I have come not to call the righteous, but sinners, just like you and me. And so the mercy that God wants to extend to everybody, and in particular to women who have had abortions. So the point is not condemnation or judgment, but it's mercy if the women are willing to receive it. Men too, for that matter. So it just warms my heart to know that maybe just hearing that poem that that man wrote to his aborted son, that he insisted be aborted, that I could hardly get through trying to read it on the air yesterday. Whether you heard that or if you just read it, either way, I'm just so happy. It warms my heart to know that that spoke to you in a way that nothing else seemed to do.
It did. And, excuse me, and trending with Kimry, or Kimry, excuse me, she got me to confession, and I confessed. And I confessed twice because I wanted to make sure the second time, like, I was heard loud and clear.
And that is so good. I'm sure she's very happy. If she's listening right now, I'm sure she's smiling in happiness that that's how it happened.
Thank you. And I want to say that listeners should really focus on the unborn because they are not hurt. They are screaming as they are pulled from the mother's womb.
You must still need healing, right? Not just the spiritual healing that you experience in the sacrament of confession, thank God, but also the emotional healing that goes along with that, right?
I'm healing, but differently. I'm choosing to raise the 2 children that I chose to allow to live with joy and happiness. And I'm going to treat my 2 that I have with the same amount of love and patience that I could have given my 2 children that I aborted.
Yes. Yes. Don't underestimate. I just want to offer this to you for some encouragement. Don't underestimate the need for ongoing emotional healing. And there are groups that specialize in that who can help you. One is Project Rachel. Their website is, are you familiar with them?
I was going to do a retreat, but I got really sick. I don't even know if it was COVID back in February, like really sick. And I couldn't join because I didn't want to take a chance. So I had to skip out.
I see.
And then shutdowns happened.
I see. Well, I mean, there's always time in the future. So just put that in your back pocket and think about it. But I'm so happy to hear that this worked out the way it did, Subi. I really am. And I'm really glad you called me. So you hated this program for a while. And was it just on that topic? Or, you know, I want to make sure I understand what was it about the show that really rubbed you the wrong way. Okay.
It was that topic, but it wasn't that it was so much you. It was so much me that I did not want to accept the fact that I needed to confess that I had 2 abortions.
Right. Well, thanks be to God. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you. And I hope we now have you as a regular listener. I really do. Thank you, Subia. God bless you. What a beautiful story.